No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, November 19th, 2020. And what a big day it's going to be. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Pfizer gearing up to start sending vaccines to at least four states, even as we speak, as they prepare for distribution of millions of doses of the vaccine, as many as 50 million before the end of the year. Number two, in New York City, the schools are going to be shutting down, and it has Governor Cuomo in a meltdown. It seems he doesn't like answering questions about it. In fact, he went right off the deep end when challenged by a reporter on the issue. It's kind of fun to see. And number one, the Senate races in Georgia taking the center stage now as the Trump lawsuits are just idling in the background. In fact, tens of millions of dollars pouring in at a time that Georgia is trying to complete a recount that continues to run into serious issues like having no idea how many boxes of ballots there are, or if computers have screwed things up, or if people have had fat fingers on it. Nobody really knows. Heather Mullins is going to have that for us. But first, breaking news overnight. Big breaking news overnight in a dramatic reversal. The two Republicans in Wayne County, Michigan, on the board of canvassers said, "We rescind our votes to support certifying this election. We rescind it because we were bullied, harassed, and threatened. We were also lied to by the attorney for the board, telling us we had no choice but to certify the election." They both pulled it back. It's a stunning turnaround. The statements by Wayne County Board of Canvassers Chair Monica Palmer and fellow Republican William Hartman, rescinding their votes from a day earlier, threw into question whether Michigan's presidential vote currently favoring Joe Biden would even be certified at all. We're on the clock, you see. There are deadlines to be met. I have the affidavits right here in my hand. I have the affidavits from both of these canvassers in my hand. William Hartman writes, "We were told that we could not consider matters such as the unexplained reasons that most of Detroit's absentee voter registers did not balance and no one knew why. We were informed that this consideration was outside the scope of the board's authority." Ms. Anderson Davis, the attorney, advised the board that the discrepancies were not a reason to reject the certification. "I was enticed to agree to certify based on the promise that a full and independent audit would take place. I would not have agreed without this audit being promised. After the meeting, I was made aware that Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said, 'I didn't agree to that. There's nothing binding in that.'" I'm paraphrasing a bit. Back to the affidavit. "I'm also concerned about the use of private monies directing local officials regarding the management of elections." I'd be concerned about that as well. "How those funds were used, whether such funds were used to pay election workers. It's an important thing to know. Why do the poll books for qualified voter files and final tallies not match or balance? 71% of Detroit's AVCBs did not balance. Why not? Did the chairperson of each of Detroit's 134 AVCBs keep logs and shift changes written down? Why were Republicans not used in signing seals certified at the end of the night on Monday or Wednesday evening before ballot boxes were documented, closed, and locked? How many challenge ballots were counted? Was any information placed directly under the qualified voter files in the ACVBs? How many voter birthdays were altered in the poll books?" It just goes on and on and on. "Were ballots counted in TCF?" That's where they did the counting in Wayne County, the TCF Center. "Were ballots counted in TCF that were not reflected in the electronic poll book or paper supplemental list? Based on information and belief, there were at least 18,000 same-day registrations in Detroit on November 3rd. Were these new applicants verified as proper voters prior to the tabulation of their ballots? I voted not to certify, and I still believe this should not be certified." Similar concerns from Monica Palmer. After the public engagement and comment period, dozens of people made personal remarks against me and Mr. Hartman. The comments made accusations of racism and threatened me and members of my family. Wayne County Corporate Counsel Janet Anderson Davis told me that I had to certify the vote that night. She told me the role was ministerial, that I had no role in this at all. I had no discretion. They were lied to by a Democrat lawyer. They were bullied and accused and threatened by Democrats in the audience. They do not believe this vote should be certified for a variety of reasons, all of them illegitimate that I've just laid out there for you. it changes everything for the State Board of Canvassers. It means their conversations and their considerations actually mean something. It also means this. It means Wayne County has a lot of problems to resolve. Now, I don't know how that will impact the elections. I don't. But let me tell you how the election stacked up in Wayne County so you have a feeling of how important this is. In Wayne County, Joe Biden won the county, we're told, by a margin of just shy of 285,000 votes. He won the entire state of Michigan, we're told, by 146,000 votes. So the whole shooting match is in Wayne County. For the Senate race between Gary Peters, the incumbent, and John James, the challenger, Gary Peters' margin in Wayne County is 273,000. Statewide, his advantage is less than 85,000. That race could certainly be impacted if there are votes that should not have been counted, that should not have been included in the final tallies. How is it that Cleveland's turnout was 51%? And other cities in the Midwest, like Detroit, were supposedly so much higher. How is it that Ohio, that has three major cities, Columbus, Cincinnati, and Cleveland, how come they didn't go for Joe Biden by overwhelming amounts? How did Donald Trump carry Ohio by 8 points? Similar questions apply to Pennsylvania. We didn't have irregularities in Orlando or Tampa or Miami that led to problems in Florida. No, they just counted their votes professionally and in a bipartisan fashion and got it done. Texas, the same. How is it that Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia are so inept, so incompetent at running elections? Somebody please explain. I'll be willing to wait. You can send me a note to stevegruber.com. I'm interested to hear. What is the explanation for the blatant incompetence found in Wayne County, Michigan, or in Philadelphia, or Allegheny County, Pennsylvania? That's Pittsburgh. DeKalb County, Florida, Georgia, Fulton County, Georgia. How can there be such incompetence in these places, yet Ohio and Texas and Florida and a host of other places don't have these problems at all? Does it have to do with integrity and honesty? Transparency? What? Again, I'll wait because we need these answers. We can't do this again in 2 years or 4 years, America. We need to know right now. We went through this in Detroit in 2016 and again in the spring of this year during the primary season when the entire Wayne County primaries were completely fouled up. So it's not just the presidential race and a Senate seat. There's also other seats up for grabs. A House seat that could potentially turn red. We need to know what happened. The House seat that could turn red. The margin there for the winner, Haley Stevens, 28,000 votes. Her victory in the entire district, 10,000 votes. A lot to discuss, important matters to go over. Questions that must be answered. Quick break. We're on the Steve Gruber Show. You're in the No Panic Zone. When we come back, we'll show you some of the interesting answers in Georgia when they don't know what the heck is going on. We'll be right back.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.